If you are serious about building your short-term rental business to $10,000, $20,000, maybe even $30,000 a month or more, you have come to the right place. My name is Kyle Stanley, and this is the Fearless Investor Podcast, where we teach you all things short-term rentals. The best guests, the best tools, the best strategies. There are so many investing paths out there. It can be seriously overwhelming to start out as a new investor, but take it from me, short-term rentals is the best and the quickest way to build your cash flow. So buckle up, listen in, and get ready to conquer the world of short-term rentals. Here we go.
Team Fearless, if you didn't already know, I closed on close to 100 doors in just under 2 years, and I did it without using any of my own money and without leaving the comfort of my office chair. Now, I did this with something I like to call the Castor Method. And maybe you've heard me talk about it, but now is your chance to actually learn this exact method from me. In my 5-day Castor Challenge, I'm going to help you find hot deals. You're going to hear real conversations that I have with sellers that are live. And by day 5, you will have everything you need to get on the phone with a motivated seller in your market. Jump on this 5-day Castor Challenge today. Go to thefearlessinvestors.co/5-day. That's thefearlessinvestors.co/5-day. Let me show you exactly how good deals are created, not just found. See you there. Fearless Investors community, welcome back to another week of the pod. I'm super excited about this one because she is a rock star in marketing. We're going to be talking about how to grow your direct booking through Instagram. Why I specifically like this is because, guys, the direct booking space is a market share that is getting bigger and bigger in the entire market of short-term rental industry. And so being able to understand and to listen to these strategies that Camille's going to share with us of how to take advantage of that direct booking is incredible for your business. And it's something that we all need to be aware of. There's a few nuggets that she'll drop in here that I found completely fascinating. And one of those is that she has now generated in the first 6 months of her doing business on Instagram and kind of searching for that occupancy direct booking, she did $50,000 in the first 6 months. And as you guys know, with that being direct bookings, there's not OTA fees. There's not all these different, you know, line items with every OTA that we know where they're just kind of taken from the customer as well as from you. And so you can imagine her margin automatically is being retained with these direct bookings just because she's able to do it directly to the customer, right? And so I'm excited. There's a lot of nuggets that are going to be dropped. Let's go ahead and dive right into it. Fearless investors, what is popping? I'm excited to be here with all of you today. We got a treat for you today. I am excited to announce our guest. She is a rock star in the marketing space. She has mastered STR marketing through Instagram, and that has allowed her to grow her following, but also increase direct bookings drastically. And so I'm excited to hear from her. Please give her a warm welcome. Camille, thank you for being here. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
So Camille, I'm super excited about this because direct booking, and we kind of had a conversation before this, you know, that's a market share that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, right? And you kind of are one of, you know, the few that have really started to master this and develop a science with it. And so I think to start, I'd love for you to kind of just introduce yourself, introduce your expertise, how you got into it. And I'd love to hear kind of the origin story. And we'll start there.
Yeah, absolutely. So back in 2021, I bought a property in Big Bear Lake, California. And things were going very well. Revenue was great. The numbers were great, as I think we all experienced at that time, just post-pandemic. And at that time, my husband and I decided that we wanted to plan on moving to France, actually, which was a big jump. And we wanted to have that financial security and freedom. And at the same time, Airbnb bust happened and the market was changing and the numbers were declining. Yeah. And I was feeling so frustrated with Airbnb and with the OTAs in general, because I was optimizing everything that I could, changing around my photos, changing my title. And yet I felt in so many ways helpless over the outcome of the success of my property. And I was sitting there thinking, you know, I wanted to do more. I'm like, what can I do? I, I was sitting on my hands basically. And I thought I have to turn to something else. I need to turn to Instagram. Let me try to figure this out. And so I tried it and I made a direct booking website because I felt like I was too reliant on Airbnb. And that's just not good for any kind of investing, right? You want to diversify your portfolio there. And I was too reliant on them. So I made this direct booking website and I dove into Instagram and everything changed. So my market performance, I'm outperforming almost all other properties in my region, which it's a lot to say because it's a very saturated market. Big Bear Lake is. So I'm very proud of that. And I attribute that to my marketing and social media. And in less than a year, I gained over 10,700 followers. And I'm also proud to say that that was without any sort of buying followers or fake followers or follow unfollow technique or all these things that some people do to kind of cheat the system, because that never works. And we can talk about that later. But you know, it was all through creating great content. And I really realized, you know, along the way that so much of it is about it's connecting to people's emotions because they want to see how they would be experiencing your property. And then through that, my direct bookings grew and they're now almost 50% of all of my bookings. And wow. I made about 50 grand in direct bookings in the first 6 months. And so everything went very well in that respect. And that's when people started coming to me and asking, saying, hey, how are you doing this? Can you teach me? Can you train me? I want to be doing the same thing. And this started happening a lot, which is why I started this company, Stay Booked, which essentially is the resource that I wish I had had when I was first starting out. Because when I first started out, I was just posting my Airbnb pictures, you know, one at a time, just doing some very basic things and doing some, you know, sort of amateur things like, hey, link to book in my bio, book right now, you know, selling too much. And I was Googling, you know, how do I do this for my property with social media? So this company focuses specifically on marketing for your property on Instagram, because it's a different strategy than just any other business, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we focus on. And it's to help people diversify and to take control over the success and outcome of their property performance, get more bookings, make more revenue, and direct bookings specifically, and learn how to do social media the right way, which you don't have to love social media to do it right for your property because you're doing it for your business, right? You don't have to be perfect at it, but we have the tools to train you to do just the right things to help you out.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I love that whole story because I feel like that's where all great businesses are built, is they recognize a very real problem in the industry that correct me if I'm wrong, but alternatively, when you were going through this frustration of the OTAs, like, were you looking out and seeing like other resources available to you? Was that something that you saw in the marketplace when you were kind of going through it, of direct bookings?
Not really. That's the thing. No. Is I was doing so much searching because I wanted the shortcut, right? Because it's so time consuming learning everything yourself, and I couldn't find anything. So it was a very tedious process. And I think that people could have, you know, accelerated growth with these tools, with these shortcuts, and it would be much faster than the journey that I had, which was learning everything piece by piece, which there is, you know, value to that. And it's why I'm able to teach it so well now, because I went through all the little nuances and the details. But yeah, I just, there's not a lot out there yet with this specific industry, you know, specifically for short-term rentals and Airbnbs.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about kind of Camille prior to all of that. I mean, did you have a background in marketing at all? Like, had you ventured into Instagram before? Did you already have something active? Like what were you doing before all this as it pertains to this? Or did you kind of just figure it out along the way once you jumped in?
A little bit of both. So, you know, as I was saying before, so Instagram for Airbnbs is kind of its own thing. And it's different. But before this, so I've been a musician all of my life. I have a band. I've been in the music industry for years and years. And I've done marketing for all of that. And so I've been on social media for a long time and have that experience. And, you know, one could say arguably that when I'm creating my content, for example, like the reels, all this content for Instagram, there is maybe a leg up in terms of music choice for the reels. And sometimes I even use my own music, a little cross promotion there. But that's my background. And I've made a lot of music videos. So I have some background and some experience in that area. But then I turned to this and it's a different beast and learned all those rules as well.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, for people that are looking to jump into this, specifically people that have portfolios that are wanting to dive into this, I think it's awesome that you've created a solution in this space of, you know, your staybook.net. We posted that in the comments below if you guys are interested in that as well. But I mean, what advice would you give people that are wanting to, apart from taking your course directly, like what advice would you give people wanting to get more direct bookings? And that may be a very vague question, but what is the first step, would you say, like to starting to get more influence, more direct bookings outside of some of these OTAs and demanding that occupancy outside of OTAs?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, you have to start somewhere. And if you just create your Instagram account, you know, just start. And maybe at the beginning, like, just like I did, you'll just start posting some Airbnb photos. And also, if you're just starting out, if you're using a PMS, maybe check to see if they have a built-in direct booking template, because many of them do. For example, I use Lodgify and they have templates. So you can just use a template there, and Guesty has a template too. So you can just get your direct booking site up, get your Instagram up, and get a little branding done if you haven't done that yet. Because I will say that with any type of marketing, any type of selling, it's really hard to sell a bad product, right? You can't sell a bad product. So make sure that your product, your property is already up to snuff, well-designed, looking nice, great photos, so that you have something to sell, because it all starts with that, right? And then you can grow from there. But just get in it and start playing on the platform. Really start following other accounts, such as, you know, my cabin, it's called Starry Night Cabin. You can follow that account. You can use my reels as templates even. And that's how I was learning too, is when you're consuming that content and when you're watching it enough, you're going to learn, you're going to see what type of content you should be creating and the type of content that's working. So start following those accounts, and then Instagram will learn your likes and dislikes. They'll start feeding you more of that content, because obviously it has that algorithm. It's very smart in that way. And just, so you have to start somewhere. And also, even if you can't start your Instagram right now, grab the handle. Like if you have a name of your property, try to get that handle. And even if you're not going to use TikTok or Facebook or YouTube, still try to grab the handle, because you might want to use it later and you don't want someone else to grab that. So, and I would also suggest, in terms of social media, just starting out focusing on one, no more than two platforms, because I've had people come to me and they say, okay, so I'm on Instagram, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Facebook, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Pinterest. And I'm like, how do you have time to get all these platforms? I mean, we're all such busy people. And I think that you really need to focus on just one to give it that focus, because they all have little differences and nuances in terms of the type of content that performs best for each platform. And so you just, it's impossible unless you have a team. If you have a team, great. It's possible. You can consider it. But if it's just you or you and your partner, I'd say focus on one to two and get really good at just that one platform. And I have the use case for that. You know, I really just focus on Instagram, Facebook too, because they're linked. So they work very well together, because they are linked.
Yeah, same company.
Yeah, right, exactly. But I just focused on that, and everything performed very well just with that one channel. I have a TikTok just so I can own the name, and in case I want to go that route later, but it is a younger audience. So that's something to consider too.
Demographic. And that was the follow-up question I was going to ask, is because, I mean, was there any specific strategy as to why you chose Instagram first and started there that you'd recommend to people listening? Or was it kind of just the easiest thing that was in front of you?
Well, there were two things. One, it was a platform I was already on and already familiar with. So if you know how to use it, like if you've never used TikTok before, or if you use TikTok and you've never used Instagram, maybe you should start with TikTok. You know, they're very similar in terms of the type of content you should be creating and posting. But that was one thing. The other is that Instagram is the most, it's all about visuals. And that's where the majority of travel content is. And because people are drawn to the visuals in terms of travel and vacations, it's the best spot to be. Additionally, Instagram is where so many travel influencers are. And we can talk about that, but that was a big part of my success, was collaborating with these travel influencers and content creators. Because I live very far away from my property, and many people do. I live 6,000 miles away from my property. And it's very powerful to work with influencers who are experts at creating content and reels, and they want a free place to stay. You connect with them. I found great ways to connect, and we even have some templates and Stay Booked on how to reach out and how to work with influencers. We have a whole toolkit to work creating. But that's how I've gotten a lot of my content created, is these amazing influencers who come to the property. They make it look amazing. They're enjoying it. They're basically models for how a guest would be enjoying your space. So that was a big part of why I was using Instagram as well, was the potential with working with influencers.
Yeah. So that brings a question then, because I feel like all the crave right now is TikTok, right? Everybody's saying that's the new up and coming. You know, you spoke a little bit to how there's different avatars, different audiences with different platforms. Obviously, Instagram, we know, is a bit more of a business-minded platform. What's your future on TikTok? You just mentioned that you're now transitioning into that. What is your take on TikTok in terms of, is that a platform that you think is going to be significant in our industry when it comes to direct bookings? Or I'd love to hear your thoughts.
That's a good question. I think it's definitely worth paying attention to. I still think Instagram is the front runner in that way. But again, it kind of depends. It's a lot about knowing your audience too, on your demographic. Like, for example, if it's typically older people who stay at your property, then Facebook is actually the best channel for that. TikTok is a younger audience. They are up and coming. They're growing quickly, but Instagram is still ahead of TikTok as far as numbers. But I think it's important to still be on it, especially if you're using some sort of content scheduler and you can just schedule the same content to both Instagram and TikTok. I think it's worth it. Also, I created TikTok because you want that handle, you want that name.
Yeah.
And there have been times where I've had an influencer that I'm working with who said, hey, my biggest presence is actually on TikTok, not on Instagram. And so it makes sense. You want to make sure that if they're tagging you on TikTok, people have a place to go. And then from TikTok, you can then redirect people to Instagram if that's your main channel. Yeah. But you should be on there. Even if it's not your primary presence, it's still good to be on there.
Love it. Love it. Love it. That's gas. This is great tactical advice. So you are awesome. Dan, welcome to the comments. Yeah, we have some good questions that I'm going to ask you from some of the people that are posted here. Dan asked, what direct booking platform do you use? Boostly? Or is it just a direct booking site that you've created yourself?
That's a great question. So I built my own site through Squarespace. I have a little bit of experience, but again, they make it really easy these days, right? You don't have to have coding experience and website building experience to make your own website. So I made my own website. It's just starrynightcabin.com, made it through Squarespace. That links directly to my Lodgify direct booking site. So I have one through them as well. And the reason I have one with them too is so that everything, all of my bookings can sync up as far as my calendar. And, you know, because that's still very important, right? You want to make sure that your Airbnb calendar, your Vrbo calendar, whatever other platforms you're using are syncing up with your direct booking site. So I wanted to make sure that was all still organized all together. So my Squarespace site directs to my Lodgify site and people book through the Lodgify site. So that's what I use. And I actually switched to Lodgify from Guesty because Guesty had only one template for that. And I wasn't happy with it. And there were a few other things too. I'm not saying Guesty is bad, but for my personal choices, yeah. Lodgify, they have several templates you can choose from actually. And they're pretty good. Yeah. So that's why I switched to them, is because I really wanted to start focusing on this, and it's worked out very great so far.
All right, listen up. If you are not using Price Labs, you are literally throwing money in the trash. Dynamic pricing is a must in our industry. If you don't know what that is, dynamic pricing is just a fancy term for supply and demand pricing. When demand is high, Price Labs will get you high price bookings. And when demand is low, it will fill up your calendar while the competition overprices themselves and leaves everything vacant. I was dumb in the beginning of my short-term rental journey. I thought I could do it all without Price Labs. So one day I just said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm gonna try this thing out. And immediately my income went up 15 to 20% on my listings. I really was kicking myself. I should have been using this from the beginning. So don't make the same mistake as me. Get started with your free 30-day trial at fearlesskyle.com/pricelabs. Or even better, how about getting 25% off your first 6 months as a thank you for being a part of the STR six-figure formula membership? That's right. Go to fearlesskyle.com/6FF to become a member and claim that discount today.
We have a really good question, and this is pertains to really your direct booking guests. How are you doing guest screening, right? Because obviously the OTAs have a lot of preliminary things. Airbnb has the verified with email, all that. What systems or processes are you putting in place for all these, especially with so much volume for all these direct bookings?
That's a great question, because that was a fear I had at first too. I'm thinking, okay, direct bookings, that sounds kind of sketchy. Like, who's booking my property and how do I know they're going to take care of my property?
Yeah.
So I use a third-party company called Superhog.
Okay.
Strange name, unfortunate name, but
they're a great company.
Yeah, it's a funny name, but they're a great company, and they do just that. They verify your guests, and they also provide some property insurance, and guests can do a property damage. They can select a property damage waiver. So I would suggest checking out Superhog, and I think you should have something in place. I think I've also heard of a company called Waivit, W-A-I-V-E-it, Waivit. Okay. So I think they do a similar thing. There are definitely more companies cropping up that focus on this very thing, because you want to make sure that the people that are booking your property directly are taking care of it. And then on the other side of things, you know, I still have, like, on my Instagram, when you click on my link, I have an option to book direct. I have an option to book with Airbnb. I'm not taking Airbnb out of the equation, because there are still people out there who would be worried about booking direct. I mean, even me 5 years ago, when I would be booking a property and someone would say, hey, do you want to book off platform, book direct? I'd be like, whoa, this is a scam. There's something. There's still some people that hold those thoughts and those prejudices against booking direct. So I still have that option to book with Airbnb. But either way, when you have this Instagram and you're promoting yourself, you're still going to get more bookings, whether it be through Airbnb or direct. So by giving them that option, you're making sure you're not creating any barriers to book. So you're giving them those options. So that's sort of the solution.
That's awesome. Yeah. Cause now that you bring that up, I have never thought of that. Cause you know, it's funny, cause I feel like the Boosleys of the world, they're like, Airbnb is the bad guy. Right. But really what you've done is you've created this relationship to appease some of those people that have real objections. Right.
Right.
And so then that then brings me to the question, what's your marketing look like with some of these other OTAs? Like, are you retargeting prior guests that have booked, you know, on Airbnb? Are you retargeting those to try and book direct? Or, you know, now that you have this relationship, like, what is the back end of that look like?
That's a great question. So I do this in a few ways. One, I have on-site property signage. I've created a sign that's in my place. We also have this as a template through Stay Booked, but it's a sign that says, you know, find us on Instagram. And I put it right on the refrigerator. There's a QR code. We have our Instagram handle. We have some photos that other guests have taken, basically making sure that you're not missing that opportunity, that when you have guests staying there, they're probably already taking great photos of their vacation. They're probably already going to post them on Facebook. Why not have them tag you in their photos? That's great user-generated content that you can then reshare through your profile.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you have something like that on there. I also have a sign promoting a contest saying, you know, the guest with the best photos that they've tagged with Starry Night Cabin, they'll win a free 2-night stay within this year, within this time frame. And that is an extra incentive for people to get them to not only share their photos, but to take really great photos and make sure that the photos that they're tagging you in are awesome pictures. And those stories that you can share on your profile and your platform, they're stronger than even than written reviews, because it's a paid guest who is enjoying and loving your property. And when you're sharing that, people are like, oh, wow, people really love staying there. I want to be doing that exact thing at that property. So that's one way of retargeting. Another way is that once the, you know, the guest books, sometimes I will message them, you know, contact them through their phone number and then say, hey, just so you know, you can save X amount if you book direct. No pressure, totally fine if you want to stick with this Airbnb booking, but that is an option. And, or I'll just say, hey, check out our Instagram, you know, before your stay, this is our handle. And sometimes they'll go on there and then they'll see that they can book direct. So I don't like to do that too much because then you get, if you're having a ton of guests cancel their stays,
yeah,
it's not great for your algorithm for Airbnb. So I'm choosy with that. Usually I do it with just bigger bookings because the margin is bigger in terms of what they can save and what I could make.
100%.
So you have to be selective. I think doing it for every stay would not, it would flag something within Airbnb and they wouldn't like that. But that's the way that I'm retargeting people to book direct. And of course, I also use StayFi in my property. So it captures their email addresses. Yeah. And then I have an email marketing system where I do rebooking, book direct discounts and marketing to them, you know, stay in a different season. And here's a referral code to refer your friends. So I have an email customer journey there too, an email marketing journey. So those are the ways that I redirect guests to book direct next time.
Man, that's such gold tactical advice. Like, you know, and I hope Six Figure Formula, you guys are watching this because this is gas. And so that is awesome. And you really are an expert in this. Have a few other questions from Dan. And this is kind of about specifically your avatar with direct bookings. Do you collect security deposits? And how do you manage those? Or how do you manage chargebacks?
So through SuperHog, guests can elect to use a damage waiver. And nice. Basically, they're giving a deposit and they're paying it so that if anything were to be damaged, then you could collect that and keep that. That's, I use only that. I don't do a separate security deposit. But yeah, whatever third-party company you use for verifying your guests or for property insurance. And you should also check with your regular insurance because if you use something like Proper Insurance, and there are other ones cropping up now too, some of them may already cover regular guest damage, although you should check with them because some of them don't cover it if you're doing direct bookings. They'll only cover it for specific OTAs. So it's something you should check with your insurance company and just verify to make sure they would also cover it for direct bookings.
Love it. You know, and I feel like these questions that we're getting, right? And this is a question I want to ask you, is they're coming from this kind of stigma that's in our industry that direct bookings, like we're all scared of them, right? Right. We're all scared of them because of the horror stories, because of the lack of liability, et cetera, et cetera. What's your experience been? Like, obviously now with so much volume and now this is a primary revenue source for you, like what's your experience and what would you say to that stigma?
I'm so glad you asked that because direct bookings, the guests that I get through direct bookings, I love those guests. And I like my Airbnb guests too, but I have to tell you, there is a huge difference in the amount of stress that I experience having Airbnb guests versus direct booking guests. Yeah. And I don't want to sound like a terrible person by saying this, but part of it is the review process. When you have an Airbnb guest, I'm just like, on my toes, just, you know, walking on glass, just hoping like, oh my God, I hope that they're happy with this and that they're, oh, I should offer them a credit because, you know, something wasn't working. Yeah. Basically just groveling at their feet, banging the
It's true.
And there's this relief when I get a direct booking, I'm like, oh, it's a direct booking guest. Not because you don't have to try as hard, because that's not the case. But, and also you could just have more of this personal relationship with the direct booking guest, and they've all been great. I have had no bad experiences, knock on wood, so far with direct booking guests, but they've been really great. And you do feel it's more personal. There's not this middleman in between, like, and so then you feel almost like you're friends with them. Like it's a friend staying at your place and they're more likely to return as well.
Yeah.
And also when they give reviews, you can either post that on your site or you don't have to.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that you can slack off with things because a great host is a great host and you should always take care of your guests. But Airbnb, their system, I think is flawed in that way and that they very heavily favor guests in terms of any disputes. And I've had a few of those and nothing huge, but I've just, in many ways, sometimes I just give up. I go, I'm not even going to call Airbnb about this issue because I know exactly what they're going to say.
Yeah.
And that can be very frustrating. And you're so much at the mercy of Airbnb's agenda to just take care of the guest. So I've had very good experiences with direct booking guests. I've had nothing bad happen. All of my worst guests have been Airbnb and Vrbo, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
There's something really very nice and personal about it. It's great.
That is such a unique and refreshing perspective, because you know that's not a normal perspective in this industry, right? But you've earned it. You've earned your stripes and you've proven it. And so that brings me kind of to my last question as we wrap up. Where do you think this industry is headed, right? You know, you mentioned now that 50% of your bookings are direct bookings. Do you foresee your business being completely 100%? Do you think that that's going to be a sector that takes over a big market share of the short-term rental industry? What's your thoughts on where this industry as a whole is headed?
I do think there's a big opportunity here, and I think direct bookings are going to continue to grow. That being said, Airbnb is a very large company, as is, you know, HomeAway and Vrbo. And if they get too intimidated, they could pivot. But there's also Google Vacations. There are a lot of and AI coming into the scene. So there are a lot of things happening. But I think that's all the more reason to make sure that you have solidified your space with direct bookings so that you already have that covered and you've already started it. I think that Instagram is going to play a more and more important role, even with Airbnb. But with just direct bookings in general, I think it's going to be one of the biggest spaces to market your property. And I think that it's another way if you grow enough on Instagram, you're buying yourself that security, right? You're almost creating, your property is becoming a celebrity. And when you become a celebrity, you gain power. And when you have power, you just have more control over your success, your outcome, expansion, scaling, whatever it is that you want to do. So there are a lot of opportunities there. And in fact, when you have a very dialed in marketing platform for your property and a great social media, great direct booking site, there's a lot of value in that. I think you've probably heard about this, but Live Oak Lakes, it's that those 7 A-frame cabins in Waco, Texas, they just sold for $7 million, and $2 million of those $7 million was because of their social media presence. And I think that proves, it's huge. It proves the value because they had a great following on Instagram. They had a great direct booking website. And it was investors who purchased the property, who acquired it. And I think they saw the value in that. So when you have established Instagram and marketing platform outside of Airbnb, that's going to be very attractive for the sale when you decide to exit, you know, because this is a business. It's not just a home. It's a business.
100%.
So I think there's a lot of value in this, even aside from just getting more bookings. It's a lot of value for when you decide to exit as well. So there's a big future here for direct bookings and social media.
Camille, you have been a wealth of knowledge. You've been awesome. It's obvious that you are an expert in this. And so I just appreciate you being on here. Where can people find you?
Awesome. Yeah. Well, my company, Stay Booked, we're on Instagram. It's stay_booked.co. Or you can head to staybooked.net. And we have all the resources, as I was saying before. It's everything I wish I had had when I was first starting out doing this, from templates to scripts to trainings, guides, everything you could need. And we cover content creation, collaborating with influencers, marketing, direct bookings, everything. So definitely check us out. My property is Starry Night Cabin, at Starry Night Cabin on Instagram, or starrynightcabin.com. And you can use that as a resource as well. Copy everything I'm doing if you want to. I'm okay with that.
Hey, Camille, you've been awesome. Wealth of knowledge. Hopefully everybody was taking notes, going back and looking at this. I got your Instagram right here in the banner. I'll make sure to add it in the comments below. Thank you. Thank you again for coming in here and dropping some real nuggets. So appreciate your time. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was an incredible an incredible podcast with an incredible human being. One thing I loved about it and that I took away from it was the tactical nature in which she does this. You know, I would highly recommend if you guys are trying to get into the direct booking space or to increase your volume, make sure you check out her website, staybooked.net. Make sure you check out her resources because there really isn't too many people that are teaching how to source that occupancy at a very high level. And what I love about her, she's just utilizing free resources. She's utilizing Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. And that's something that all of us, no matter where your portfolio is, can get started in and benefit from greatly. So you guys make sure you dive into that. Additionally, we got some big things coming. We have just released a sales script for the Caster community. I've been getting a lot of questions. I constantly am getting asked on podcast interviews of like, hey, what are you saying when you approach a seller? What's that conversation look like? I created a script where I show you all the details of that. And that is a free resource on the Caster community, in the Caster community. And you can find that at thefearlessinvestors.co/script. Okay. So go ahead and dive into that. We got more things coming for you. Thank you guys again for being loyal, for being here. Appreciate you. I'll see you next week.
Hey, Fearless Investor community. Thanks again for listening to this episode of The Fearless Investor. If you haven't already, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. And for more free content, check out my YouTube channel, also called The Fearless Investor, and our website, www.fearlesskyle.com. Until next time, keep on conquering the world of short-term rentals.